This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, October 20th, 2006. And I think on tonight's show, we will listen to some music. What should I pick? I'm looking at the iTunes library. How about some... Ooh, that's a bit loud. Some Vivaldi. This is Vivaldi. It's classical. You know, I like my classical music. I hope that's not too loud in your ears, but I guess I'll see when I listen to the recording later. But I'm going to turn down just a tad bit more. There we go. Anyway, did I tell you guys that my iPod died earlier this week? You know, I had one of the original iPod Nanos, the white one that had the chrome background or the chrome backside. Well, that died on, was it Monday or Tuesday? I guess it was Tuesday. My iPod Nano died, and I can't remember if I already talked about this or not. I may have mentioned it on the show with Chef Mark, but in more detail, the iPod died, and well, what happened was I was trying to update. It was Tuesday. I got home from work and put the iPod in the docking station to update the podcast I can listen to for the rest of the evening, and the little apple showed up on the screen, and it did not go away. It like froze with the apple on the screen, and I went to the support website, the Apple support website, and did all the things that they recommend, and nothing has worked. The thing still does not work. So Wednesday, I went ahead and ordered the from the Apple education website the iPod Nano Red, you know, that new iPod that was released last week with by Bono and Oprah at the Apple Store, I guess, in New York. Anyway, I ordered it on Wednesday at work, and by Thursday morning, I got an email saying that it had shipped, and the estimated ship date is Monday, October 23rd, so I should get it by then. I don't have it today, Friday, and I don't think they deliver on Saturday, so it'll probably come on Monday, but I'm looking forward to the new one. Excuse me. You know, it doesn't have any new features or anything. It's just red. It's the same new iPods. I guess it does have the curved edges and so forth. But I hope it's less scratch resistant. I hope it's more scratch resistant. How do I say that? Because my old iPod Nano, the screen, the little tiny inch by inch screen, is totally scratched up. It's almost scratched up so much that I can't see through it. But I think when I get this new iPod, I'm not going to take off that little plastic covering thing that covers the screen to protect it. I think I'll leave that on there just because I don't want to scratch it up. But anyway, so the rest of this week I've been lugging around my old 20 gig color iPod that was released. I guess it was the one that was released before all the video iPods. So this one's probably 2 years old, maybe a year and a half. No, it's got to be 2 years old because I've had this for a long time. It's got the old click wheel. It's got, yeah, that's an old one. That's pretty old. I guess it was the first color one. And at 20 gig, it probably was the first. No, it was the second one that was called the Photo iPod or iPod Photo. Anyway, I've been carrying that around, and I say lugging it because the damn thing is so heavy. I didn't realize the difference in weight between the Nano and the regular iPod. And I guess it's because the Nano has the flash memory in it, and the iPod Color has the hard drive in it, so I guess that's the difference. But it's been very heavy in my pocket all week, and listening to my podcast, I've been taking it out of my pocket and like setting it on the desk because it's so heavy, and there's really no way to like, well, I don't have any like belt clip or anything for it, so it's just very heavy. I'm glad I actually had it though, because I wouldn't be able to be listening to any podcast because I wouldn't have my iPod, and I'm certainly not going to listen to them on my iRiver. Anyway, so my new iPod, the red one, will be coming on Monday, and that, did I already say that they donate $10 to the World Fund for AIDS in Africa? I'm not sure if I said that or not. Anyway, it does, and they do, and it's nice, and I can't wait for it to come in. So that's the fucking iPod issue. Now, did anyone happen to hear or read that George, the guy on Grey's Anatomy, which was on last night? I'm recording this before Grey's Anatomy, so I don't know what went on this show, but George, Dr. What, I don't know what his name is. I should go to the website and check it out. And I know how people hate when podcasters go to the website while they're podcasting, but I'm doing it anyway because I can't remember his name. His character is George, but what is his name? Where are they? Oh God. Let's see. If I click on cast, where is? Oh, see, I'm totally fucking this up. I have no idea. Anyway, George, the guy who plays George on, I can't think of his name. Anyway, George, the guy who plays George, I can't think of his name, the actor's name, came out as gay in some magazine. Let me go to, because you probably heard me mention yesterday or the day before on Chef Mark, when I recorded with Chef Mark, that I peruse the Perez Hilton website, or maybe it was the day before. Yeah, it was the day before. Anyway, on Perez Hilton today, it says Grey's Anatomy cutie T.R. Knight. Okay, that's his name, T.R. Knight, or George. I don't know what his doctor's name is, but it's saying, it says, has come out of the closet. And this is a quote from him. I guess there have been a few questions about my sexuality, and I'd like to quiet any unnecessary rumors that may be out there, Knight said in the statement. While I prefer to keep my private life private, I hope the fact that I'm gay isn't the most interesting part of me. Interesting. I've always thought he was cute. Oh, and it's on, Perez Hilton has a link to, People magazine, so there's a little bit People magazine article. Okay, it says, Knight, 33, plays the unassuming Dr. George O'Malley on the ABC hit drama Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Well, very cool. So Dr. O'Malley has come out as gay. I doubt he'll play a gay character on the show, though. But I read that on Perez Hilton, and you know, I know people don't really like him, or at least some people don't really like him. But he does seem to have all the latest gossip on, well, the majority of the people that he covers on his website, I don't even know who the fuck they are, because they're all young, or they're, I just don't know who they are, so I don't really know who they're talking about, but I peruse it just to find out what's going on, and see that George, Dr. O'Malley, is gay. And then, of course, I keep scrolling down, because I like to see all the latest stuff that he's posted since the last time I checked it. And there's another guy who came out. He was in American Idol. He was a season one finalist, R.J. Hilton, and he came out of the closet too. I don't know who he is. I didn't watch American Idol the first time, but I don't know who this person is who reported it. But anyway, so two guys came out this week. That's good. All right, enough about Perez Hilton and George, the gay guy on Dr. O'Malley on Grey's Anatomy. That's enough about that. You might remember me talking a while ago about the crazy lady at work. I was telling you stories about her, and I compared her to Big Fatty's and Larry Vader's skull at work. Well, and I said I would try to talk about stories about her from time to time. Well, I had another doozy with her this week. Once a week, I have to meet with my colleagues who teach the same grade level I do, and we have to get together and have a meeting. Well, it's me and two other ladies, and we can never start the meeting just by talking business and getting down to what it is we have to get done during the meeting. It's always, we start with gossip, we talk about what's going on. I mean, it's just useless chit-chat. Well, this lady comes into the meeting, and she goes, and I have all these small chairs in my room. She's like, oh, I need to get an adult chair. And we were both like, why? What's wrong? She goes, oh, I had this procedure yesterday, and it's very difficult for me to sit down. And we were like, what? You didn't tell anybody about this. And she goes, oh, I had hemorrhoids removed yesterday, and my butt really hurts. And I was like, oh, well, thank you so much for sharing. That's, you know, just what I need to hear on an early Wednesday morning. I don't really need to know that. But she went on almost in too much detail about her getting her hemorrhoids removed on Monday. And I'm just like, oh, God, please. I do not need to hear about your fucking hemorrhoids. And it just reminded me so much of Big Fatty and Larry when they talk about the skull and everything, like the skull update and stuff. So, I just don't need to hear that. Now, another thing that's happening at work is several of the ladies, because there's only one, two, three, four guys who work at my school, and they don't really care, but most of the women, not most of them, I shouldn't say that, many of them are overweight, and they all watch the show The Biggest Loser on NBC, and I watched that a couple seasons. But so they have decided that they are going to start their own Biggest Loser group at school. And they have decided that, they invited everybody to join. And I decided that I obviously need to lose some weight. So I went ahead and joined the group. And the way it's going to work is you put in $20 into this pot. And each week, the person who loses the most weight in terms of percentage of their body weight will win whatever the pot is for that week. And it just depends on how many people join. But right now we have 12 people. So it's $24 each week you might be able to win. And at first they had each person weighing themselves on this digital scale, and we would write down just our initials and then our weight next to the initials. Well, when I went to weigh in on Wednesday when it started, of course I was the heaviest because men weigh more than women. But I was surprised because there was one woman who was extremely close to my weight. And I was like, damn, I didn't realize you were so fat. I didn't say that to her, but I'm thinking that. And so by like mid-afternoon, everyone but two people had weighed in. And then one of them happens to be the assistant principal at my school. And she decided that when it was her time to weigh in, that they were not going to do initials because she didn't want everyone else to know how much she weighed. So she took the chart down, and she has decided that everyone will get a number, and your number will decide, you will write your weight next to your number, and then the person who's running it will do the weight tallies each week and figure out who the winner is. So I'm doing the Biggest Loser weight contest at work, at school, and we have between now and December 20th, so it's like 9 weeks or something like that, to lose as much weight as we can. Of course, I did not start out very well because at school yesterday there was a bunch of junk to eat, and I was eating the junk, so I didn't gain any weight overnight, but I didn't lose any either. And actually, one of the ladies that I chat with a lot, she gained a pound overnight, so she was really upset about that. But I'm going to try my hardest to watch what I eat. I don't know that I will be adding any exercise to my routine, but I will definitely be watching the amounts that I put into my mouth and the times of day that I put the food in my mouth, because I don't want to, I want to get some money out of this and win a couple of these weekly weight loss challenges. And, you know, they're doing this, I guess there's this program through the Biggest Loser on NBC where you can get these updates and these tips and facts and stuff. So we have one of the ladies in the group is doing all the research, and through email they send us these little, you know, tips on how to lose weight and tips to eating right and all this kind of stuff. So I've been receiving all these emails about how to eat right and stuff. And, you know, I'm so bad about it. What I end up doing is I eat all my food during the day, and then I don't eat anything at night. So then my body goes into the starvation mode, I guess, and makes my body think that it needs to keep everything that I put into it. So that's why I get fat. I've slowly gained about probably 8 pounds since I've known the boyfriend. And while he doesn't think I'm fat, or, you know, he doesn't think I'm grossly overweight or anything, I think I look pretty fat. So you'll never see any naked pictures of me on the internet, at least as far as I know. So any of you who have them out there, don't post them. Anyway, so I've joined this fat club, and I'm looking forward to losing at least a couple of pounds before Christmas. And of course, that's a tough time because there's always lots of eating around Thanksgiving, of course. And I am going to the boyfriend's house for Thanksgiving this year, so we'll see how it goes. And I will probably try to keep some, give you some updates from time to time about what's going on with me and if I'm losing any weight. And of course, I can always join John Ong's Fat Club, because I think he and is it Matt Blender who's doing it? No, it's Andy Melton who's doing it with him. And they even have a fat blog. I think it's fat.online.com, something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know that they're doing that. So I can always join that. But I'm so lazy. I don't want to do any exercise. I prefer to lay on the couch. I'm terrible. I'm a slug. I know. Anyway, so yeah, so there's the Fat Club thing. You know, something else happened. I got an email message from the boyfriend this morning, informing me that his car was hit in the parking lot at work yesterday. And he said it wasn't too bad, but there were some definite scratches, and that some parent hit his car. And it was, of course, that would piss the hell out of me. And I didn't get to find out for sure, but I hope to goodness whoever hit him left, you know, the insurance information or the contact information, because that would be extremely rude if they hit his car and did not leave any information. That would be very bad. So I guess I'll get to see his car tonight when he comes over. But that's so sad. That's so sad. I hope he's not too upset about it. Oh, you know, speaking of this weekend, I think I mentioned this earlier. On the show yesterday with Chef Mark, about that we're having this dinner party on Saturday night with a gay couple and the straight wine couple that we hang out with. So that'll be on Saturday night. And tonight, he's coming to my house. I think we're just going to have a pizza and some wine and relax, because we've both had, I can't say that I've had a tough week. I've had a couple tough, busy days, but not tough, so I'm sure we'll just relax. Now, what's going on in the news? Let's just go to WashingtonPost.com and just check out a couple of titles. Where is it? WashingtonPost.com. Click. And, okay, the main headline is Priest Admits Intimate Contact with Mark Foley. We've got to click on that and read a little bit about that. Of course, by the time you're hearing this, it's old news. But it says, a retired priest from Malta acknowledged today that he had intimate contact with a youthful Mark Foley that involved nudity and, on at least one occasion, light touching, but denied that he and Foley had sexual intercourse. The Reverend Anthony Marisica, I don't know, in a telephone interview with the Washington Post from the Maltese island of Gozo, said he was surprised that his longtime interaction with Foley had become linked to the scandal that erupted last month and cost the former congressman his job. Foley, who served as an altar boy in the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lake Worth, Florida, when Marisica was assigned there in the mid-60s, resigned from Congress after reports about sexually, we know, blah, blah, blah. So, what are they saying here? That Foley can blame his sexual misdoings or even wrongful messages on his molestation by a priest? No, I don't think so. That's not going to fly in my mind. It may fly in some of your other minds, but I don't know. Foley is an adult. He knows what he was doing, and he needs to be held accountable, which he already was because he lost his job. Well, he quit, I should say. But and it looks like he won't be facing any federal charges because he wrote the laws. I heard this somewhere else, that when he was on the commission or whatever to write these laws about sexual predators or whatever, that he knew how far he could go and not do anything illegal. So I think, he was thinking ahead. I don't know what he was doing, but he didn't do anything illegal so far as they can tell. So anyway, so that was the top headline on WashingtonPost.com. Then the next one down says that Virginia might have a tax hike, which is hike. Because we need money in the government. Anyway, That's a boring one. Let's go to the next one. How about the Dow Jones closes above 12,000? Strong Coca-Cola earnings helped push the Dow to its record, marking ninth high in just 2 weeks. That's good for my retirement, but I have a fear that it's going to drop, because anytime it goes up that high, there's always a chance, well, not a chance, it usually does. It makes a correction and the market goes down, and then we have this big, recession or whatever. So even though the market hit a high, I'm sure it will be going down. What are the other headlines? Let's go to, well, there's some in the small headlines. It says Google's third quarter profit nearly doubles. FBI says threat to NFL games was a hoax. And, oh God, nothing is. Oh, NBC cut 700 jobs to streamline operations. My, my. Well, that's what's in the headlines as of Thursday evening. But unless I'm missing something on the national news, which I'll be watching here in a couple of minutes. And in the style section, Madonna, a saint or a sinner. Who gives a shit about Madonna? I don't give a crap about that. I know that one thing for me in the news is that the fucking weather has changed. I don't know about where it is where you live, but in the Washington, D.C. area, the last two days have been warm and muggy, like very, very humid. And, of course, my building and my boyfriend's building turned off the air conditioning last weekend when it was a little chilly, and we have been dying for the last 2 days in our condos with the heat and humidity. And that sucks. But we're supposed to have a cold front coming through tonight, and it's going to be like 65 tomorrow when it was like 78 or something like that today. So I guess we'll look forward to cooler temperatures. I hope so. Anyway, I think that's all for now, boys and girls. I don't have anything else on my list. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I would like to thank all the people who have been leaving comments on the blog. I know that we've heard from Washington Brian and Michael Sage. Oh, Michael Sage wrote a funny thing on the More Mark show. And then it seems like some people like the Craigslist, the free stuff on the Craigslist thing, love the shoes and stuff. So we heard from Calvin and Professor B and John Ong. John Ong said he would take the shoes. So, and Dave and VA said that we found the Sudreme shoes. And Homer was upset that I put a picture of his trailer on the website, but of course that's not his trailer. And you know, one day next week we'll have to do more of those, the free stuff on Craigslist, because I think that was cool. Anyway, boys and girls, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And until next time, until Monday, talk to you later. Bye. Archer Ray.